Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for a living.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, if you've known me any length of time, you know I can get a message out about almost anything. But back in 2012, Sweet Brown is what her name is that made that kind of iconic in our society. She was an Oklahoma City resident who was interviewed by local news station WKFOR, News Channel 4. And after evacuating from her apartment building that was set on fire, her dramatic testimony about this chaotic scene quickly led to a massive exposure on YouTube and became viral. Now, if you don't know what viral means, that means that you're probably over 50. It just means it became very popular on YouTube and some of the social media. On the morning of April 7th, 2012, a three-alarm fire broke out at an Oklahoma City apartment complex in Oklahoma, leaving one person hospitalized for smoke inhalation and five units damaged. And among the Channel 4 was among the first to arrive on the scene to interview one of the displaced residents who was named Sweet Brown. During the interview, she stated that she had woken up to get a cold pop when she thought someone was grilling. Before she realized there was a fire, and then Brown then proceeded to run out of the apartment without any shoes, and describing the heavy presence of smoke from the fire, she uttered, "Ain't nobody got time for that," which became one of the most memorable lines of our era. Now, this is Sweet Brown and the cause for her popularity.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
"Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that."
Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, if that video didn't make you smile, something's wrong with you. Now, despite the tragedy and the travesty of the fire, you know now why Sweet Brown became famous, because she'll just make you smile. She's done interviews and done a few other things. Matter of fact, it's been viewed now over 12 million times, and that was a year ago, 12 million times. Sweet Brown is so popular, in fact, that, or at least her catchphrase is, that many have been using, "Ain't nobody got time for that," in everyday communication. But how many knows that we're busy people and we don't have time for a lot of things that we once thought maybe we did, but now we're realizing that we don't have time for that. But we're busy people, and it seems that no matter what time of the year it is, we're always busy with this or we busy with that. But just because we're busy doesn't mean that we're being effective. And just because we're busy doesn't mean we're being effective for Jesus. Just because, you know, you can be in a rocking chair and have a lot of movement, but you're not going anywhere. You could jump on a rocking horse and act like you're riding one, but you're not going anywhere. I love the story about the blonde who fell off the horse, and she thought that her life was in danger because her foot got stuck in the stirrup. But then the store manager came out and unplugged the little horse, and she was okay. Some of y'all get that about lunchtime. Just because that we're busy doesn't mean that we're doing something, and just because that we're around people doesn't mean that we're connecting with people. We need to be cautious about what we do and what we have time to do. And the question that I'm asking you today is, do we have time for Jesus? Now, this is back to church Sunday, when it's a time that across America, people will fill churches. And what they're trying to do is get people back in the habit of going to church. Let me just see by way of hands, have you ever just got out of the habit of going to church? Hands all over this building. You just get out of the habit. It's not that you don't love Jesus, but you get out of the habit of going to church. And then sometimes getting out of the habit will affect your life. It will affect your spiritual walk. You find somebody who has fallen out of the habit of going to church, and I promise you that their relationship with Christ will not be what it once was. So we got to be careful. Do we have time to share Christ with other people? Because time is precious. You've heard it a million times, if not more, that time is precious. Time can be stolen, time can be lost, and time can be wasted, but you can't buy any more time. How would you like to spend 2 years of your life making phone calls to people who aren't home? Wouldn't that be frustrating? But what a recent survey says, that over the course of your life, that's what you'll do. You'll spend 2 years calling people that you can't get a hold of. I know that feeling. My wife has a cell phone. And my wife has a cell phone for her convenience, not mine. How many men know what I'm talking about? To their defense, it's usually in their purse and they can't hear it with all the other stuff that's crammed in the purse. However, according to one time management study, it said that we spend 6 months waiting for the traffic light to turn green. And that was just yesterday. We spend another 8 months reading junk mail. Ain't nobody got time for that. Sure, we have to make the phone calls and we must wait at the light. You must wait at the light. If you don't, it won't be the devil stealing your tithe money, it'll be the city. But what about the rest of our time? Are we using it to advance the cause of Jesus, or to advance the cause of the kingdom, to enhance our relationship with Him? Is our time well spent? We must use our time in a way that's pleasing unto God. Our text today is Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. It's in the New Testament. And it reads like this, beginning in verse number 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of God, or what the will of the Lord is. Now I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation. It breaks it down a little bit better for us. It says this, so be careful how you live. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Father, today we pray that you would show us, that you would help us to see and to glean what you want us to do in our lives, so that we too can say like Sweet Brown, we don't have time to waste our life. We don't have time for that, and use our life and use our energy and use our resources to not serve you and advance your kingdom. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would do a work in us and through us. In your name I pray, and the church said, amen. I read an article on the internet from the USA Today, and it was posted some years ago by Mike Tyson. Here's what it said. I found it to be pretty interesting, because here's what he said. He said, my whole life, Here's what Mike Tyson said. My whole life has been wasted. Wow. He says, my whole life has been wasted. I've been a failure. Then he said some other things, and he said, for instance, I just want to escape. I'm really embarrassed with myself and my life. Then he said, I'll never be happy. I believe I'll die alone. I'm really lost, but I'm trying to find myself. But one thing that really got a hold of me is when he said that my whole life has been a waste. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. When Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. But yet this man who seemingly at one point in time had the world by the tail. He had the world in the palm of his hands. He was probably the most recognized athlete in the world. But yet he says, my life has been wasted. I remember talking to my brother before he died. And he and I, we were talking about our lives. And here's one of the things I told him. I said, God forbid that if I die today, but if I die today, I will die a happy man. I will die a man saying that my life counted for something. You may say, Pastor, you haven't done a whole lot. I might not have done a whole lot, but the life that I have lived has been lived in service for God and helping people to find Jesus. What are we doing with our lives? He is expressing, Mike Tyson was expressing what many people in this world are experiencing about life and about their living life. Here's what a group of students, which I was so upset when I read this. A group of students were asked to write some definitions of life. Here's what one student wrote. He said, life is a punishment for the crime of being born. I'm talking about students. I'm not talking about, he hadn't even came into bills yet. Life is a punishment for being born. Another student wrote, life is a disease for which the only cure is death. Then many of us will remember the line in the one song that said, living is what you do while you're waiting to die. I fear, church, that this is how so many people, not only in outside the church, but the problem is in the church that we feel this way. And so we disguise it and we mask it by saying, oh, I just want Jesus to come back. And don't get me wrong, I'm about ready to. But sometimes it's because we're not enjoying our life. We're living life, but life is really living us. We're not living life. I've come by to tell you that you don't have time for that. You don't have time to waste your life and to waste what God has given you, because life is precious. God said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So we need to realize a few things. Number one is this. We need to realize that our time is limited. Our time is limited. We don't have much of it. I thought about this the other day, that I'm 48 years old, so more than likely I've already lived half of my life. Oh my goodness. That's depressing. But here's the thing. I really enjoy my life. I like what Jim Hajak said. Jim Hajak, the big guy over here, he said he had been saved about, I don't know, 15 years maybe. He's been saved a little while. He said, I really don't want God to come back because I wasted so much of my life serving the devil and doing those things that I did not enjoy that life. I'm truly enjoying my life. That's what Jesus does. He comes that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So you need to tell the devil, I'm not going to buy in to what the world is selling. I'm not going to buy in that my life doesn't count and that my life doesn't matter. Ain't nobody got time for that, because Jesus has called me. Jesus has saved me. Jesus has filled me. And therefore, I'm going to be about the Father's business, and I'm going to enjoy my time here on earth. Time is precious and time is limited. When something is in short supply and short demand, the price goes up. The more scarce something is, the more valuable it is. It's just that simple. Gold and diamonds would be worthless if they were common as rocks on the ground. Time would not be so precious if we never died, but we do. James 4 and 14 says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. The reality of that, the life in this world will come to an end. Each and every one of us will experience our own death someday. But for many of us, we live like we will never die. We live like we'll never die. You don't have time to live like that. You don't have time to live like you'll never die. Oh, but Pastor, I'm going to live to a ripe old age. Well, how? Let me tell you that I remember that I used to think 35 was old. 70's looking pretty good right now. And the older you get, the older, the longer you want to live. However, I want you to take that, take 100 years and put it just in a drop in the bucket, because it's just a grain of sand in the annals of time. You gotta recognize that you don't have time to waste your life. I want you to know, I don't walk around with morbid thoughts of death every day. I'm not death conscious, I'm life conscious. I'm not death conscious of wondering when I'm going to die. I'm just going to live my life for the kingdom of God and for the things of God. And I want God to be pleased with me. So therefore, when I do die, that when I stand before God, He'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. But I know the chances are that I will die someday, and I need to prepare for it. I gotta prepare for it. I can't stop it. Oh, but I can prepare for it. I don't have time for that. You better make time. Some people go, I don't have time for God. You better make time. I don't have time for church. You better make time. I don't have time for my, you better make time. Because the devil is what you're wanting you to tell, that I don't have time for life. I don't have time for God. But you didn't tell him, I don't got time for you. I don't have time for your lies. I don't have time for your deceitfulness. I don't have time for you. I'm going to make time for God. Because let me tell you something. Anything that you give God, God multiplies it back. If you give him time, he multiplies time back to you somehow, some way. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, people are destined to die once and after that face the judgment. So I can't stop it, but I can prepare for it. Point number two is this. Our time is passing. Our time is limited, and our time is passing. Ain't nobody got time for that. You better make time. You better make time. You can try to save time in a bottle, but it can't be done. There is no fountain of youth. I've been to St. Augustine. It doesn't exist. We can make your physical appearance look younger. Thank God. Plastic surgeons. Things that we do to try to keep ourselves young. However, it still doesn't matter. You can't change the date that you were born. I like the one story when the woman, she went in and she was going to die. And the Lord came to her and said, you've got 15 more years. So she went in and got the full Monty. She got the facelift. She got the tummy tuck. She got everything lifted and tucked that she could get done. And then she walked outside. As soon as she got better, she walked outside and was hit by a bus. She went to heaven. She said, Lord, I thought you said I had 15 years. He said, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you. You can make yourself look younger, but it still doesn't make you younger. Now, I know young people who act old and old people who act young. I'm going to be the latter. Doesn't change. It doesn't change by diet. It doesn't change by plastic surgery. Nothing can change the time that you're living. Death is in our future. But we don't really like to think about that, and I agree. We don't like to think about it all that much, but it's inevitable and it's coming. For the most part, You have no real control over the day that you will die. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? It would be. If you could pick which day you want to die. I talked with somebody just the other day and they said, I don't want to die on an odd year. And I said, that's just so odd. He said, I came in on an even number. I want to die on an even number. True story. He'll probably be in the 11 o'clock service. We can, however, control how we spend time God has blessed us with while we're here on the earth. So my question is this. How are you spending your time? Do you have time for that? Do you have time for this? What do you have time for? What do you have time? Who and what are you saying, I don't have time for that? Now, Sweet Brown, she didn't have time for bronchitis. I can't tell you how many times I've said that about sickness. I just went through a little state of sickness and I said, Lord, I don't have time for this. Things I got to be doing. Yesterday, you know how it is. Yesterday I felt a little bit better, so I went outside to do a little work in the yard and do a little piddling. And as I began to do so, bless God, all of the stuff that I wanted to use needed worked on before I could use it. And I found myself laughing at myself saying, I don't have time for this. Since life is so precious and life is so short, it is really insane to waste it on stupid stuff. You only get one, nobody gets two. And the moment that you live through it, you can't get it back. I heard one guy say this, and I haven't done, I've threatened to do it. He said, I realized I took my age, and I figured if I were to live till 80 years old, how many weeks I would have. So I multiplied that, and I went and got a bunch of gumballs. He said, and every week I'd take a gumball out of that, and as it shrinks, I realize my own mortality. I wouldn't want that. It'd be all right the first few times. But man, you get about halfway down, man, you start, you start watching the clock, you know what I'm talking about? You start watching grass grow. That's not what God wants you to do. But time is too precious and time is too short for you to waste it on stupid stuff like being consumed with what other people think about you. Are just living in constant fear about something. You need to tell the devil, I don't have time for that. For God hath not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You don't have time to walk through life wearing blinders and cynicism and negativity so that you're never able to see the awesome wonder of what God has given you. God has given you life. God has given you life. Oh, but Pastor, I don't have the house. God has given you life. You know, I've used this one time before, but some people that go that they just want to die. They really don't mean they want to die. What they really mean is they just don't want to live the way they've been living. Well, you know what? I say to that, tell it, I don't have time for that. And change your life. Time is passing. You'll never be able to get it back. There is no rewind button in life. No pause button. There is nothing you or I could ever do to regain it. Time waits for no man. Our time is passing. And point number three is this. Our time is uncertain. Our time is uncertain. You know what? If you knew, if God were to come down and go, Priscilla, tomorrow at high noon, I'm taking you home. I'm taking you home. You know what? The next 24 hours would be a busy hive of activity. She'd be trying to make sure all of her kids knew how much she loved her. Would trying to tell Robert how much he means to her. Trying to get everything situated so that when she leaves, everybody would be all right, right? What if you knew how much time that you had? I promise you the next 24 hours would not be the same way you were going to live them. I promise you that if the Lord said, I'm going to come get you, many of you would not leave this church. Y'all wouldn't leave the altar. Lord Jesus, I just want to make sure I'm right. Lord, anything I've ever done, anything I've ever said, would you just forgive me? It's okay, son. The Lord's forgiven you now. The blood of Jesus comes. I'm not leaving. Lord, I want your blood. But because we don't know what the time is, then we don't ever ask God to forgive us. We're not really not concerned about it until we get really sick. Then when we get really sick, then we're really serious about what God wants to do. God, are you pleased with me? I've been around when doctors have given a prognosis that a person would die in a short period of time, and yet that person will linger and beyond the expected time. My father-in-law, they gave him about 5 years. He lived for 20. Why? Because man does not know the time, but God does. God knows. It is an appointed time. I've also conducted funerals for people who seemed healthy and yet died suddenly. How many of us have attended funerals that we had no intention of going there the week before or the day before or whatever the case, and all of a sudden we found out? It doesn't matter how holy you are. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. It doesn't matter how evil you are. You might not have time to get it right before God. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody has time to wait for the right time. Nobody has time to wait for everything to be perfect in your life for you to serve God effectively. Today is the day of salvation. Do not boast about tomorrow, Proverbs 27 and 1, for you do not know what a day may bring. There are thousands of people who will die today that had no idea yesterday that this would be their last day. If they had only known, if they had only known, how many people do you know? Might be you. The last words you spoke to that person was ugly words. But now, I've come by to tell you. Yeah, we're starting a series. Ain't nobody got time for that, but you ain't got time to waste your life. You don't have time to waste your life. There are many things in this world that you can lose and get back, but time is not one of them. I believe we can easily lose time by doing nothing. We can easily lose time by doing nothing. Have you ever been to work and then you leave work and you think, what did I get done today? I hate those days. When you work all day and you leave and you're like, what did I do? What did I get accomplished? Ain't nobody got time for that. I don't want to live my life. What did I do for Jesus? Let's break it on down. What did I do for my family? What did I do for a friend? What did I do? Pastor, you telling us we always got to be busy? No, God said rest sometimes. But God didn't say take up residence in rest. Some of us thought we heard God say take up residence. No, he just said rest. But that mean forever. The minute a moment is gone, it is gone forever. Remember the soap opera Days of Our Lives? Is it still even playing any longer? Still going? It started off by saying this, like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And if you watch that, you wasted an hour. Time. time comes only to be gone in an instant. Here's what John said. As long as it is day, we must do the works of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. What you do, you must do quickly. What are you going to do? You ain't got time to wait. I told somebody this the other day. Do you know, in our church, we've got several ex-millionaires. I don't know why we always get the ex ones. You know what I'm talking about? They lose it and then decide to live for the Lord. Or here's the one. You know, how many times have I been at some elder person's side at the time of their death, and they say, "I wish I could have served the Lord when I was young, and I could have done something for Him. Now I'm too old." And I say, "Amen." What do you mean, Pastor? No, you got to understand what they're talking about. In a time when they were young like me, young like you, when we could have worked for the Lord and did things for the Lord. Just because you're old doesn't mean that your time is done. But there are some things that you can't do. You know, my claim to fame used to be, I can't build anything, but man, I'm a worker. And my claim to fame, Clifford, is used to be, you won't outwork me. I can't say that anymore. Why? Because I'm getting older. Especially when a 57-year-old outworks me. I can't say that anymore. But what are we doing wasting our time? Let's serve God now. What we do, let's do it today. Let's don't wait to get right with God. Let's not wait to get on fire for God. Let's not wait till we lost everything to begin to serve God. Nobody's got time for that. Let's do it today. Let's get on fire for Jesus today. Let's do the work of the ministry today. Because Jesus realized that His time was short, and He said, "I don't have time for that." Now, I'm giving you my version. He said, "I don't have time to waste. I must be about the Father's business." Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to follow Jesus. Today is the day to tell yourselves, "We got time for this." And realize what we have time for, what we don't. One thing we can say about Sweet Brown is that she didn't waste any time getting out of danger's way. Right? She realized that she was in danger of her life, and she bolted. She didn't hesitate in getting out of there. She didn't grab any shoes, Jesus. She ran for her life. She ran for her life. She didn't allow the smoke or her bronchitis to stop her. She got out. Today, I'm telling you, you ain't got time to let stuff stop you from doing and serving God. You don't have time. She realized that she didn't have time for what she didn't have time for. Sweet Brown came out on the other side. She came out on the other side with a smile on her face. She came out on the other side with a smile on her face. She came out on the other side of danger. I'm telling you right now that if you'll make that decision today, if you'll, you know, you say, "Pastor, you're talking to the 8:30 crowd. We got up early. We here. We saved." I'm talking to saved people. I'm so tired of saved people not doing anything for Jesus. So tired of saved people not being saved and living like they saved. They just say they saved. Right now, at this very moment, we have time. We have time to do something for Jesus. The question is, will you have time tomorrow? You've made time to be here today. I'm just blown away at what we let get in the way of us and Jesus. You need to begin to declare, ain't nobody got time for that. Have you been hurt? Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time to walk through life cynical. Nobody got time to walk through life and not know the will of God. Well, Pastor, I don't know the will. The will of God is for you to be saved. The will of God is for you to do His work. The will of God. Well, Pastor, I'm not called to be a pastor. When I say His work, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living for Him, and everything you do, do for the glory of God. Would you stand to your feet with me in this place?
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. and again in the evening at 6 p.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.